Welcome to the Food Science Snob. Hey y'all, and welcome back to another episode of the Food Science Snob. I'm sorry I couldn't upload last week, but Monday was my birthday, so I was like planning a little get together for my friends and all that, and I have a big project due soon. I'm working on a paper for another class. Graduation's around the corner. I'm looking for a job. You know, like, there's a lot going on in my life right now. So I may not be able to upload as frequently as I was during the summer, but I'm going to try my best. And the episodes may start to get shorter, which I don't think you guys would probably mind that much anyways. So yeah. Speaking of big project, I'm working in a class right now, my capstone class, actually, called Food Product Development. And in this class, my team and I are making a completely new product that we're going to, you know, develop, market, brand, package, all those fun aspects. So there's like a lab component and a class component. And during the class component one day, my professor actually first introduced the topic to me because honestly, I don't really drink diet sodas, so it was like never really on my radar and I wasn't going to talk about it until recently, actually, one of my family members started buying Diet Coke. So I thought, you know, might as well talk about it, right? So Diet Coke versus Coke Zero. What's the difference? And we're talking more than just the colored cans they come in.
Let's get snobby.
Okay, so diet sodas were first introduced in the 1950s and they were marketed for people with diabetes. Though later, the marketing strategy was changed to try to help people who were controlling their weight or trying to reduce sugar intake. So instead of sugar, these sodas are sweetened with artificial sweeteners like aspartame, saccharin, sucralose, even stevia nowadays. There are a lot of options out there. But bringing it back to the Coca-Cola brand. So the claim is that Coke Zero Sugar is meant to taste like Coke. It is marketed as a healthier version of the original sugary sweet beverage, Coca-Cola Classic. It contains zero calories and sugar while providing the same signature flavor of Coke. Diet Coke, on the other hand, is marketed to have a taste all its own. But if you look at the back on the ingredients panel of these two drinks, they actually aren't that different. Here are the list of ingredients in Coke Zero. Carbonated water, caramel color, phosphoric acid, aspartame, potassium benzoate, natural flavors, potassium citrate, ace, sulfame, potassium, and caffeine. Here's the list for Diet Coke. Carbonated water, caramel color, aspartame, phosphoric acid, potassium benzoate, natural flavors, citric acid, and caffeine. So, Diet Coke is only missing two ingredients that the other sugar-free option has, and those are potassium citrate and acesulfame potassium. Acesulfame potassium is a calorie-free sugar substitute, and potassium citrate is a common additive in beverages for preservation, which, in this case, the Diet Coke's case, they chose citric acid. So, how do these ingredients differentiate nutritionally, right? Because that has to be the difference between the two. Well, actually, there's no difference. Diet Coke and Coke Zero both have 0 calories, 0 grams of fat, 40 milligrams of sodium, 0 total carbs, and 0 protein. So, if that's not the difference must be the kind of sugar they're using, right? One must be safer than the other. Well, let's talk about it. So you've probably all heard of aspartame. It's a very common sugar substitute used nowadays, and it has been researched in a great deal, yet for some reason still remains kind of controversial, despite a study that proved in 2013 that at levels below 40 milligrams per kilogram of body weight per day consumed of aspartame, that it's safe at that level. And in order to get over that level, you would have to drink 19 Diet Cokes daily. So as long as you're not drinking that many, aspartame is a safe sugar alternative to be using. So you probably have not heard of Ace Sulfame Potassium, otherwise known as ACE-K. ACE-K was discovered in 1964 and has become increasingly more popular. It's usually blended with aspartame, as you can see in the description of the ingredients for Coke Zero, with other sweeteners because used in excess, it does have a little bit of a bitter taste. Now, while ACE-K is considered safe for human consumption and it has an FDA acceptable daily intake, people are still skeptical of the sugar, and the limit for the sugar is actually pretty high as well. It's 15 milligrams per kilogram per day of body weight, and in order to reach that level, you would have to drink 20 cans of Coke Zero. So it's very unlikely that the sugar or any other sugar is going to cause you harm, because I highly doubt anyone is drinking 20 cans of soda a day. But, you know, as with any new product or innovation, there is backlash and there are major concerns that it may be carcinogenic. Honestly, there is not significant proof at this time to support or deny that claim. So, and as for one being better than the other, there has actually been very little studies done comparing ACE-K to aspartame directly in terms of safety. So no one can say for sure if one is safer than the other. I mean, maybe 10 years from now, sure, we'll find something out. But as of now, there's nothing. So I know if you're wondering, then what's the difference? It must be one's healthier than the other, right? Well, as we just stated, there is no nutritional difference between the two, so one can't be healthier than the other. And honestly, I'm sure we all know that soda isn't the healthiest drink. It should be used as, you know, maybe like a pick-me-up, a little fun treat, but it should definitely not be your drink of choice. And I highly encourage you all to drink more water, no matter if you want to choose Coke Zero, Diet Coke, regular Coke. You want to know what the difference between the two is? Basically, Diet Coke was like the first trial. Not exactly there, but pretty dang close to the original Coke. And Coke Zero is supposed to be the newer, reformulated, better, closer twin to the original, flavor-wise. That's what they'll try to tell you, at least. But come on, guys, let's be real. Think about it for a second. You have two options. Which one are guys' audience are going to want to associate more with? Something that says zero or something that says diet? Normally, men like to be seen as manly, brawny, don't care about their body image. It's been proven in studies over and over that diet or light has the connotation of being a more feminine drink in social settings. So what do you do when men are both health conscious but also don't want to be seen as less than by other men? You know what you do? You repackage your product, you take away the word diet, change it with zero, and put it in a black can instead of the shiny silver can. There's literally no difference between these drinks except for the packaging they come in and the consumer audience that they're trying to reach. It's all just a big marketing ploy. I mean, if you don't believe me, feel free to try it yourself. Get a can of Coke Zero, get a can of Diet Coke, try them, and see if you can taste the quote-unquote difference. I bet you can't. Consider this myth slayed. All right, well, that's all I have for this episode. Thanks for listening. Bye, guys!